baby, let's go. My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. If you're looking for a podcast in your neighborhood, you definitely have to tune into the Happy Broadcast Show, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a series I started, I called it The Vibe View. And seems on The Vibe View, I have a thing for runaway musicians though. And on The Vibe View today, ladies and gentlemen, have in the building with me a runaway, I would say a runaway seer on a runaway Beyonce. And she has been amazing lately. She has a couple of things going her way, and she's here in the studio with me, ladies and gentlemen. So make welcome Evalini Larson, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing, Evalini Larson? How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. And you had to play Davido's
Shake It.
You are welcome to the Never Get Bored podcast. This is the Happy Broadcast Show, ladies and gentlemen. And I go by the name Gen D, the Vibe God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Vibe View. And on The Vibe View, I told you guys when we recorded the first episode with MJ Lucky that we do deep conversation here, push play on amazing songs, and make sure you're all pumped up and lit, okay? So today in the studio, I have with me a Gen Z journalist, a writer who is trying to make sure that she crushes all the stereotypes about Gen Z women, and she's trying all the best. A lot of things have been going on a way lately in a very amazing way. And she's also a runaway musician, because I have a thing for runaway artists. Now, the first episode of The Vibe View was with MJ Lucky.
Okay.
And he's a runaway musician. And now we have in the studio with me, ladies and gentlemen, Evalini Larson.
Hello, guys. It's Evalini Larson. It's been a very long time, and I know you all miss me. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I ran away at some point, you know, when you try to go and look for yourself, and yourself gets lost in all the noise, you just go out and try to find yourself. That was what happened to me. So I ran away, but I'm back, and I'm not back into doing music. I'm just back into, you know, business of writing and calling forward to, you know, Gen Z women and Gen Z people in general that, I'm here for you. Your journalist.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Evalini Larson is a big fan of Rema. She's a Reva.
Yeah.
And just recently, she told me that she's having a thing for Cat Barnes music. And she also has a thing for Bloody Civilian.
Bloody Civilian.
So, Evalini.
Yeah.
Now, Rema dropped an ultra version.
Of his album.
A lot of people are calling it a deluxe version of.
Deluxe.
And now it came in and did something very different, like ultra version of Roses and Raves.
Yeah. You know, Rema has been one kind of person that, you know, goes out of the norm.
Yeah.
He doesn't do things the way other people do their things.
Yeah.
He does his music, his lifestyle differently. And that is why he is like one of the gods of Afrobeats.
Yeah.
So, I also love the fact that he called his album, his deluxe album, Ultra.
Yeah.
It's very different from other people who just go to normal. Yeah, this is my deluxe album and all that. So, I love that.
And now Rema is touring India.
Yeah.
And when he came into the music industry at the early stages of his career, a lot of people called him the Indian boy.
And I'm angry with those people. Yeah, those are the people I have problem with.
Yeah.
If maybe we are dating, and at one point in our relationship, I find out that you called Rema an Indian boy, and you were criticizing him at some point.
At some point,
I go into India.
I think he's trying to live up to that expectation and tell them, yeah, I'm an Indian boy. Look at what I'm doing with India. Now, Calm Down, that song was one of the high-charting songs
in India. It stayed 4 weeks on the chart.
And it's still doing well there.
Yeah. And then there was this recent, you know, one recent post I saw from Rema.
Yeah.
It was talking about touring India. It was like, why don't we make this happen?
Yeah.
And then he's like, 3 years now and I'm doing it. So Rema is one amazing person. He's somebody who teaches me determination, resilience, and the love of family.
Now, the last time we met was 2020. So the last time we recorded a podcast was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded the 12 lessons we learned in 2022. And since then, we've not recorded anything together.
Yeah.
So since from then, we've learned new things. We've discovered new things. And one of the things I discovered red flags. flags. Like, I didn't know that this red flag, like, okay, you know when you meet ladies and some things people call red flags,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, red flags.
And I added, since I added new to it, I didn't really discover, I added new red flags to the already red flags I had, like the ones I had already.
Okay.
Now, the ones I added to is like, any ladies that listen to the Mode Black.
Why did you have to do this?
Seriously, any lady that listens to the Mode Black, it's a big red flag, because one day if you just carry a knife, stab me, I die.
Now, me, I listen to Bloody Civilian, so you should be afraid of me.
How to kill a man, right?
Yeah, how to kill a man.
And now, another thing I added to it was, any lady that plays Call of Duty or PUBG, it's a big red flag for me.
Why?
Because now, at some point, you know, these people that play these games now, it's an online game. You have to pay money, yeah, buy ammunitions, okay, fund your accounts, and do some stuff.
So you're afraid that she's going to
likely
sell
my properties.
Okay.
Just imagine coming back from work, like, my girlfriend will be like, sweetheart, I sold your laptop so I could buy ammunitions on PUBG. Man, that relationship will be over. So that's before it will even happen to me, I already have a way of making sure that it doesn't come close to my dwelling place. Never.
Now, my red flags in it, guy, is when you listen to Ruga. When you listen to Ruga, I have a very big problem with you. Like, Ruga is the kind of guy, he's talented, we all love him, he does good music, and he knows how to put bad stuff in a good way.
Yeah.
But then Ruga, that's his red flag song, is so red flaggish for me. Because how can you tell somebody, you saw the red flag, baby, and I told you to go and rest.
Yeah.
That is very toxic. So I think Ruga is a very toxic person, and anybody that listens to Ruga is automatically toxic. So,
yeah.
That's it.
Then remember when he dropped that Asiwaju song?
Asiwaju, no. I hated that song. But see, that song has a way of coming into my mind and my head. So sometimes I just forget myself and start singing it. But I hate it because it reminds me of our personal Lord
and Savior. He's going to be your president. He'll be sworn in as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Okay.
Very soon.
I said nothing.
So just recently, Emaleli got inducted into the Amaka Studios. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say Hall of Fame. Yeah. But I'll call it a hall of tattoos.
Yeah. It's a starting point for me because I've had so many disappointments in the past.
Yeah.
As a newbie writer or a newbie content creator, somebody who is trying to plant a feet into the business and the entertainment world.
Yeah.
So I've had many disappointments, and this Amaka, like being accepted to be a creator, has given me the opportunity to meet other women, talk to them, interact with them, and know what they feel like or what they are. Normally, my blog talks about Gen Z people.
Yeah.
Now, I'm stretching my arms out.
Yeah.
I'm saying, now we can create an exclusive place for us, Gen Z women, because we have been misunderstood. There are so many stereotypes about us.
And you're trying to crush it.
Yeah, we need to change the narrative.
And now, you have a blog called Ertever.
Yeah.
A lot of people see bloggers as, these people are just doing something very different. And some of these bloggers are copy and paste bloggers.
Yeah.
It's just copy and paste. Now, I would say, how is it for you? Would you say blogging is bins at some point? Some people talk about bins. They'll be like, okay, bins is not easy to prepare, because bins is one of the things I tell people is not easy to prepare.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So now, blogging is not bins. How has it been for you?
Okay, now blogging has been kind of hard, like, because you have to stay consistent, and one of my problems is inconsistency and procrastination. So, okay, two of my problems, inconsistency and procrastination. So, being a blogger, it's all about looking for information, constantly updating your information, constantly going out there to ask people. Sometimes it gets ignored. Sometimes people don't understand your need to source for information. They don't understand the need to collect new information.
Yeah.
So it is easy for them to ignore you at that point. So blogging is not easy. Yeah, sometimes I want to interview people and then they leave my messages unread. I want to interact with people and they don't take me serious. So like, blogging is not easy. And also, I want to talk about the financial aspect of blogging.
Yeah,
my blog Ultraverb does not have a domain yet.
Yeah.
So I still use the free plan, and you know, sometimes you just use space and everything finishes. So blogging, you have to buy that domain, you have to pay yearly, you have to be organized and all that, and I'm not an organized person.
So you see a lot of creative try to leave Nigeria. We have this Japa syndrome among Nigerians. You know, when our parents in the late 90s, our parents used to play lotteries.
Yeah.
And they would play lotteries, and it was something that was hidden there. Nobody would like come and tell one person like, I'm leaving Nigeria soon. But now everywhere you go is like a syndrome. It's like a virus that just infected everybody. Everyone was
sick.
And when I was in school, I went on to conduct a vox pop, to record a vox pop in school. And now 90% of the people I interviewed
students
all wanted to leave Nigeria.
Yeah. I also want to leave.
And I'm listening to you now. Twitter name is I Manifest. Your Twitter username is I Manifest Living in the UK. So which means you're one of those creative that have caught the Japa syndrome.
Yeah, I've got Japa syndrome as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Right from when I was a kid, some of the shows on TV was just to... Those shows that, yeah, you just want to leave Nigeria. You just want to go out there and show people that, yeah, you're talented, you're good. And then you can, you know, rub shoulders with other creatives out there. So the Japa syndrome has been with me. But over recent years, it has increased. I want to really leave Nigeria now. And the place I want to go to is the UK. Because I think if I want to work with the broadcasting station, I want to work with BBC. And if I also want to be out there, all out there, if I want to do my podcast and start my music career, I think UK will give me the platform to become the alternative singer, R&B singer I want to be. So,
that has been the thing for you.
Yeah.
Now, when I was growing up as a child, one of the things I used to hear was ghostwriting. And I never understood what ghostwriting was.
No, understand. So
seriously, I didn't understand what ghostwriting was. I was like, Sebi, if the core person ghostwrites, in the rights for ghosts.
My thought was that a ghost writes the stories for you. And I'm like, how does this happen?
Yeah. So now I was that dumb not to understand that ghostwriters, people who write for other people, it's just like people that write songs, like, okay, they will pay people to write songs for him and he pays them. Now, if you're a ghostwriter, you were writing for somebody and the person pays you, so you don't have your name on that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the person owns that particular work.
Yeah.
So now, as a writer, have you at some point tried maybe doing some ghostwriting gigs?
Yeah, I've tried doing ghostwriting gigs, and you know what? I messed up big time.
Yeah.
Because like I have this toxic relationship with ghostwriting.
Yeah.
There are things I can write for other people because I feel very sentimental about my work. It's my work. It's my work. And I need to be paid. Like I need to be compensated for this work. So like giving people my work at a very low rate is something beyond me. So I don't want to go out there and just give people freely or whatever. So ghostwriting is, I tried ghostwriting last year and then it did not work out because the demands were much.
Yeah,
write 50,000 words and then people are doing it. People are doing it. But then I don't see myself ghostwriting. But the thing I can ghostwrite for you though is erotica. So
so now let's digress a bit and talk about your fashion week.
Yeah,
your fashion week was, I would say it was amazing because the host was Ebukol Chendu of Bibi Niger and also Nancy Sime. Yeah. And now we saw what those guys did at that particular event. It was amazing to see two of them come down to you and host that event.
Yeah.
And now I was telling myself that maybe after the event don't finish, like they don't talk about time to the end.
Okay.
You talk about what some people wore to that event and called it fashion.
Yeah. But first of all, I want to talk about me and Nancy and Sime. I've been told countless times that I look so much like Nancy and Sime.
But the darker shade of Nancy Sime.
Yeah. You know, I have a kind of nose. And then if I also want to debut into the movie industry, I want to, you know, act like this, you know, all those, is it assassins? So I love Nancy Sime so much. So if you're out there just listening, I love you so much. And then, yeah, this is a shout out.
So now we're going to talk about your runaway career as a musician, singing career. Yeah. So the thing is, you are a big fan of Kat Bond's music. She stays in the UK and she's doing amazing well. Just recently she had a song with RD and that was Home for My Heart, and that was one of the beautiful songs.
Very beautiful.
Now let's talk about your career as a musician. What really made you say you wanted to do music at some point? I want to try music, I want to sing, I want to be a musician. What made you want to try that?
My love for music kicked off in 2020.
Yeah.
When I listened to Rema in terms, I was
that was during the lockdown.
Yeah, during the lockdown, and it was a day before my birthday, so I was really crazy about being out there doing the kind of amazing things young people like me were doing. So the kind of music I wanted to do was alternative R&B, and I had written so many songs. And do you know the funny thing? Rema inspired many of them because I had this kind of feeling that maybe one day I'm going to sing with Rema. So I sang some songs for him. And so it's funny because my daddy was, at some point, was like, why can't you talk about anything without putting Rema in it?
Yeah.
So I was this obsessed.
You're obsessed with Rema.
Yeah. So my music career, I wanted to do music, but I was not crazy about it. I was not as crazy about
music.
You're
not passionate about it.
Yeah.
As same way you're passionate about writing.
Writing or now podcasting.
Yeah.
So music, why I ran away from music was because there's like, I don't think there's a place for me here in Nigeria.
Yeah.
At 16, I already had 2 advances, and it was from like those music guys.
And that's where the exploitation part of it comes in.
And then I had these advances, and I was afraid. So turning into, did not want to go back at that point. So running away was my best option. And it still is my best option until I have my funds to become an indie artist, to become like Omalay, because Omalay is also somebody
You know, being an indie artist in Nigeria is something else. Now, Niniola was speaking on Cool FM. She had an interview at Cool FM, and she was talking about when she came out and how a lot of people never wanted to work with her. She reached out to some A-list artists and they never wanted to work with her. Now, being an indie artist at some point is very stressing. And as a lady, as a girl child, you want to go into music and you're a lady, it's one of the toughest things. Except you, just people are willing to help you without the exploitation part of it. It's just like trying to be a model in Nigeria. The industry over here is fucked up. We have to talk about it. The industry over here is fucked up. You want to be a model, you want to be a musician as a lady, just have to understand that it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
And now, before you break in, you have to understand that doing your music independently, you need a lot of stuff.
You need a lot of stuff.
And are you ready for the mental stress?
Yeah, no, I'm not ready for the mental stress. So I'm pushing this part of myself to 10 years later.
Yeah.
So, and I'm also looking towards, like, if I stay in the UK, I think it would be better for me because I will have, you know, like the money to buy the equipment I need.
The gears you need.
And I can become my solo producer, learn from other people, my friends who are producers, and try to put everything together to make the music or my career work as a musician.
So, in Lenny, you're a blogger, you're a podcaster, you still want to do music, and you're a Gen Z journalist.
And I also want to paint.
You still want to paint.
Yeah.
So, now you're all of this, and Nigerians have a name for it. There's this quote called Jack of all trade and master of none. But now, sometimes it's just like when Nigerian Christians read the Bible, they try to distort some, take off some parts, and make it go with whatever they want to say. Just like they used to tell us that time when we were growing up as kids, they used to say, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And they'll stop there. And they didn't add the part that they say, "Parents, do not provoke your children to wrath."
They didn't add that part.
You understand? So they make it look like this is how they call it, emotional blackmail, putting all those things on you and just trying to like not talk about your path. So now they talk about being a jack of all trade and master of none. But now they didn't add the part that a jack of all trade, you understand, is better than a person that masters only one.
Okay. Wait, that's a complete quote.
Okay.
Now I
don't jack of all trade and master of none, but sometimes better than a master of one.
Okay, now being a jack of all trade, it can be tough at some points, but I like the way I'm headed because sometimes I only a writer. I just write, whatever comes to my mind. And then sometimes I'm a podcaster. So I just want to record myself. I want to be that girl on BBC, that woman on your TV and
TV set,
And sometimes I just want to draw. So I sit down calmly and I enter that my band phase because I have 3 alter egos. Okay, more than 3 alter egos.
Yeah.
I have Ban, Jamila, Rowena, and Evalini. So When I want to become an artist, like person who draws, I enter my band phase. And also when I want to become a rapper or like an alternative music artist, I enter my band phase. But when I want to become a fashion designer, I enter my Lady Rowena face. Yeah. And you should not try Lady Rowena. She's very cold.
Yeah.
Very, very cold. So now being a jack of all trades is hard, but then I also love it because it gives me the opportunity to explore,
yeah,
to extend my arms and to reach towards every single thing I want to reach.
Now let's talk about school, writing, and you being a creative, because school, you know, you're going to school and you're a creative, you're trying to create content, you're writing. School can make you procrastinate and not being consistent with the creative part of you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very tough at that point.
You know, except you're taking your creative part as a hobby, then you can still try and sometimes and try and be a little bit. But if you're taking it as a worship, school would take part of your time and you will not give that dedication to it if you're taking it as a worship. For me, my creative process is a worship.
Yeah.
And that's what people see it as a hobby. For me, it's a worship. So how has it been for you, school, being a creative, being a writer, and trying to work through inconsistency and you procrastinating?
Okay, sometime this year, somebody, concerned person, was like, Evalini, you have to give school this place in your, like, you have to have a scale of preference.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I do. But then if you want to focus on school, if you want to focus on school mainly, there is a possibility that you will end your life in regrets, because
yeah,
now your creative side is begging to be let out.
To be explored.
Yes, to be explored, to be put out there. You need to be out there too, because you need to have a balance.
So yeah,
the person was like, you need to maybe stop writing. I listened for some time,
yeah,
but then I said, no, what's your business?
Yeah.
So I now had to now keep put school on like a kind of 40%,
yeah, 40, writing, then writing 60%,
40% and something else, 40%,
yeah.
So now I'll be no writing
20%, yeah,
yeah. So it was kind of tough, because yeah, I had to reduce how much I prioritized writing. So
yeah.
But then it's giving me the balance I need, because I think I am focusing on school now. I'm seeing the good in school. I think that I am going to graduate on time. I'll go to all the schools I want to go to, because I want to have so many PhDs.
Yeah.
I'll hold the world record for the late Nigerian lead.
The most PhDs, yeah.
Yeah.
So now you talked about not being able to write with music, but you can actually write in certain noise environment. How does that work for you? Because it's weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
I'm actually a weird person.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I started uni, and then people looked at me and were like, guy, you're weird. So there's this place in school, CBN.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
CBN Hall, that's an lecture theater. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I sit down there sometimes to write, but then I can't listen to music when I'm writing.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm with my siblings. You know, sometimes they'll come and start playing Nathaniel Bassey when you're trying to create something about aliens coming out of the dark.
Yeah.
You know. So I was scared. I don't like writing with music on because it distracts me.
Yeah.
I can manage lo-fi.
Yeah.
But to write with music is just so off-putting. Now I can manage noisy environments as well, but I can't write when my siblings are making noise.
Yeah.
I feel like killing somebody. Bloody civilian is doing our work.
So now here's the thing. You know, when we actually started up at some point, I'm a voiceover artist. So I had to shoot my shot at so many brands. I did it with Budweiser, I did it with So Beginners, I did it with so many brands.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you shooting your shot is like you get your own share of disappointment, because sometimes they may likely not get back to you.
Reggie's.
Sometimes you do, but with bad news.
Yeah.
So now I knew you were so obsessed with the Google magazine.
Yeah, some points. And I still am obsessed, yeah, with the Google.
So how's it been? Are you used to trying to be a part of the team, or
I will continue to try.
Yeah.
I'll continue to try. I'm not one to give up easily, although sometimes I have cold feet and imposter syndrome, you know, all those things battling my insides. But I'm not one to give up easily. So I am going to shoot my shots on Zikoko no matter what.
Yeah.
And then I'll be very grateful if they accept me, because I am a very brilliant mind and I know I'm going to put myself out there. So now about rejection. Rejection is very tough to handle.
Yeah.
Rejection is like, there's this rejection that doesn't come as rejection. It comes as silence.
Yeah.
Like when you submit to a particular
and they didn't get back to you.
Yeah, they didn't get back to you. So, yeah, that's what Zikoko is doing to me. It is breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart.
Let's talk about expectations versus reality. Because sometimes if you just see the thing about your life, imagination will carry knife, they put for your neck, won't kill you.
I swear.
Now let's talk about expectations and reality. What are the expectations for you? Like, okay, in the next, okay, like you had some stuff you planned for this year. How's it going? The expectations you had, then the reality. Let's talk about them.
See, to be honest, I did not plan for this year.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I planned. I was planning to write some essays, get money, buy a laptop for myself, and if fate works it, I'll buy a microphone. I don't mind recording in my noisy house.
Yeah.
So I was having all those expectations. I was having, you're going to win this year, win that this year. I also wanted to submit to Go at some point. But then cold feet, and then there are so many things I have not realized.
But yeah.
At some point, I was writing this thing, I was trying to do it, and then, so expectation versus reality.
It's
my realities or my expectations have not been met yet.
Yeah.
For the year.
So now your best TV station is BBC. Now, I want to tell you,
I don't have a favorite
TV station.
Yeah.
But you're a bit upset since you want to manifest the UK.
Yes, I'm obsessed.
So now, what's your favorite TV station says about your personality? Because I'm a big fan of cable TV. I watch a whole lot, from HBO to BBC to MTV Base to Fox, Comedy Central, AMC. Like, growing up as a child, Comedy Central was my go-to channel. So now, this is what, since you're a big fan of BBC, this is what it says about your personality. So now, if you had your way, America would have never revolted against Britain. You think it's a strategy that we value coffee and cheeseburger over tea and biscuits. But and you take digs at your home country whenever possible.
I want to tell you something. I fancy coffee more than tea. Yeah. Oh, cheese. But then I wrote a book, Drifting in Black Tea. So maybe I'm going to fancy tea more than coffee.
So now, another thing, in public,
yeah,
you champion the value of good journalism and criticize anyone who thinks otherwise. Mm-hmm. Now, in private, you sit on your toilet seat reading BuzzFeed articles about introverts and what breakfast looks around the whole world. Now, for hours at a time, despite your mature desire to smoke cigar and watch the Chelsea game on your telly, you secretly dream of saving the world with your hyper-intelligence or your magic flying telephone booth.
Well,
true? False? Okay, rates... On a scale of 10, how is it?
How true is this?
Yeah, how true is this?
It's 5 over 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I know I want to save the world by being hyper-intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm not really an intelligent person, but I want to reach that extent where I'm so intelligent that, you can't fool me.
Yeah.
You can't. So, I think that part is true about me.
Yeah.
And, fantasy writer. So,
yeah.
I want to write about people saving the world with...
You value good journalism too.
I also value good journalism. I value professionalism. So sometimes I sound professional.
Did you ever at some point think that at some point America would never have revolted against Britain?
Like, think
they shouldn't have at least revolted against Britain.
They should.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're going on a short break. And for this short break, since this is an unscripted show, I'm going to play you a recording of a Valini on BBC World News.
Okay.
And she was reading the news. She was pretending to be this maid newscaster at BBC News. So ladies and gentlemen, please stay here with us. It's still the Happy Broadcast Show. And this series is called The Vibe Viola. My name is Jindy, the Vibe God, hanging out with the Valini. And she's a Gen Z writer and journalist right here in the studio. So ladies and gentlemen, please don't go anywhere. And towards the end of the show, I'll also play the voiceover she made for Marcus Studios, because she just got inducted into the Marcus Studios Hall of Statistics.
And I want you guys to subscribe to my channel.
Yeah, do also subscribe to the channel. Please don't go anywhere. Just stay here, still the Happy Broadcast Show, and right here, The Vibe View. Please don't go anywhere.
This is the news update on BBC News, and my name is Evalini Lawson. King Charles's coronation had much of the blacks present, contrary to what the British Empire stands for, after massively going out to invest in slavery.
God save the king!
God save the king!
Abasi becomes the first Nigerian chef to break into the Guinness World Record with a four-day cookathon.
Hi guys, my name is Hilda Abasi, a Nigerian woman from Akwa Ibom State. And starting from the 11th of May, I am going to be attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the longest cooking time by an individual.
Popular British singer and songwriter Ed Sheeran drops a new album by the name Subject.
I've had that title for years. I basically, all of my albums, I released five independent EPs before I got signed, and then my first album was Plus, which was the addition onto all the EPs. Multiply then made it bigger. Divide was a double album. Subtract would strip it back and be acoustic, and then Equals was the sum of all the parts. And that, I was always in my head, knew I was going to make this stripped back acoustic record, and it's gone exactly how I wanted it to go, and it sort of reconnected me with my fan. But like, people really, really like my first record because it is kind of like that. And then I really like pop music, so I've been making pop music for about 10 years. But it's kind of going back to my original thing that fans liked first. So it's really nice to connect on that level.
Fast rising Afrobeat singer Divine Ikubo, also known as Rema, towards India after being tagged Indian boy at the early stage of his career. Your Fashion Week comes to an end Sunday, 14th May 2023. African science fiction and fantasy writer Evalini Lawson finally goes to the UK.
Coming to the UK is a dream come true. I have dreamt of this day forever, and finally it's happening. I am so happy, I'm so excited, and I am happy that people are getting to read my book. People are getting to read my stories, share them, react to them, and tell me they love what I put out, what I do to the world and do with the world and do with the world.
This has been the news update across the world and the UK. My name remains Evalini Lawson. Do well to enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
You're welcome back to the show. You're still listening to the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast, and it's the series, The Vibe View. And has to be the episode 2 of The Vibe View. And it's Jindy the Vibe God hanging out with
Evalini.
And that recording you just listened to sounds like that of a maid presenter and broadcaster.
Yeah.
Working for BBC.
Yeah, I manifest living in the UK.
And she was on newscasting duties, ladies and gentlemen. as a listener listening to us right now, how would you rate her? How does she do on a scale of 10? That's a question for you to answer. Now, let's go back. A recap of the major stories. Evalini Larson, you said something while you're reading the news.
Yeah.
Let me remind you. King Charles' coronation had much of the blacks present, contrary to what the British Empire stands for, after massively going out to invest in slavery.
Well, I wasn't one with that.
The news was written and edited by Daniel
Lawrence.
And read by Evalini Lawson.
So now, yeah, both of us, like, we are the ones in trouble.
Evalini, if you watched the coronation of King Charles.
Yeah, I did not watch it.
You did not watch it. Now, we had a lot of black. The black presence there was something else. Just like when Meghan and Harry had their royal wedding. Now, a lot of people were like, even Trevor Noah performed, you understand? A lot of people are asking, are you going to London? All the black people, are you going to London for the royal wedding? And now here's the thing, the Queen was still alive then.
Yeah.
And now there was this black pastor that went up the stage. And while he was giving the sermon, he said something about slavery.
Yeah.
And all the whites called black, white were like, God save the Queen. Whatever this man is trying to do here, God save the Queen. And now the same thing happened during King Charles' coronation. Tiwa Savage performed. We had black performers all through. And now you're trying to say, you know, the British had this wide tentacle, like they spread all over the globe. They were in India, they were in Nigeria, they were in South Africa.
China.
No, like they're all over the place. Asia, yeah. Africa, like they were all over the place. And you're asking yourself, even Northern Ireland had the same. You know, that's why Northern Irish, the island people, they don't like, they didn't like the Queen. Even when she died,
they were
dancing on her grave. They never liked the Queen. South Africans, same thing. Nigerians, a few Nigerians are like, these people are our colonizers. Eh?
But we love them.
You have to love them. You have to love them. It's by force. These people are our colonizers, huh? You just have to love them. And you saw what Wetin Savage pulled out there. She wore the green and the green, white,
and
green.
She represented us.
She represented Nigeria and the globe. It was so beautiful seeing her in that dazzling green, beautiful attire to something else.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And now, irrespective of what happened to her in 2022, the sex tape candle, she's still going out there to represent the globe. A lot of people are like, you know, she has had sex and it has been revealed, eh? See, her career don't finish.
They forget that everybody has sex.
Don't ever fuck up, hands in the air. If you not, if you never knock now, later on,
you're gonna
home, you're gonna do one. Now, away from that, back to the show. Still the vibe, you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Evelini. Now, we're going straight to the game segment of the show.
Okay.
And now, the first game we are playing is the deep shit.
Wow, what's the deep shit?
You have to pick a number from 1 to 50, and whatever you pick, you're going to talk about it.
Okay. Now, I'll pick my age.
From 1 to 50, pick a number.
18!
Now, the question is, what ways can others show you their appreciation for you? What ways can others show you their appreciation for you?
Wow. Other people can show me their appreciation for me by giving me... Okay, first of all, by advising me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, maybe I put something out and then you appreciate it. Then you're like, okay, this thing is good. And then... I don't know what I'm saying, but then another way you can show your appreciation is by dashing me money.
Yeah.
At this
money is important.
At this stage in my life, I need money to start.
You know, if you don't say something on one song on this timeless album, that's a way. He said, whatever you do, hope say you they make it. So whatever you're doing, money should be on the table.
Yeah. Okay, now let me talk more about it. So if you are doing something good, if you're doing something people are going to love, people need to show you their appreciation by, giving you, like, the reward for your label.
Yeah.
For instance, you're creating content for a particular team, or you are writing for a particular person, or you are, like, they need to show their appreciation by giving you something. It doesn't have to be money.
Yeah.
It just has to be something tangible. Something that this person can, like, spend, you know, like, just like me when I want that stuff. Yeah. They gave me money. I used it. I spent it.
So now, this leads me to a question. What's your love language?
My love language? Oh, God.
Is it acts of service? Is it words of affirmation? Is it physical touch? Which of them?
I don't like physical touch.
Yeah?
So that's ruled out.
That's out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I like being shown affection.
Yeah.
That's my love language. I like sharing books. Mine is to share books to people.
Yeah.
And theirs should be to show me all the love and affection that they can show me. I will appreciate them. I encourage people.
Yeah.
A lot.
And funny thing for me, my love language is words of affirmation. I have a thing like with telling people, hyping people. Yeah. Not exaggeration. I'm not exaggerating. It's who you are. I'm trying to show it to you. Because some people have low self-esteem. You understand? I have to show this thing to you. Like, the things, those amazing, amazing qualities of yours, I'm using it, putting it on a platform, giving it out to you. Right. So you get to see how, because a lot of people don't get this, like this, okay, people like, on a daily basis, people don't tell them. So you have to be in place in telling people around me who they really are. And also the second love language of mine is sharing my playlists. If I send you any song, I love a song and I send it to you. Ha.
Wow. These are people that love each other. People that are in relationships.
No, sharing playlists is not just for people in relationships, right?
But you said love language.
Yeah, that's my love language. Love language can be with anyone. Can not just be in a platonic and also another level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't think I have any love language, but love language I think I have is when people show me they appreciate me, people show me they love me, and
you also try sharing books too.
And how I return the favor is to share books with you. I don't know how to do anything else.
Okay, now another number. Pick another number. I'm 1 to 50.
Pick another number. That's the age I'm gonna turn this year. 19.
Now, what adventure would you like to do in the next few months?
Okay. I don't know. You're going to be angry with this.
Whatever comes out. I know if you vex for you, but no boy.
I would love to go to a club. That's one of the adventures I will love to have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last time I saw Evelini in a club, she was thinking of how she's going to write a book that will be published with New York best sellers, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. She was just absent.
I was just absent. Like, I was absent. Music was, there was loud music everywhere. Everybody kept smoking. And all I could think of at that point in time was to write a story. Like, it was just so confusing. How can you write a story in a club? And I wanted to do it. So
you're going to your next adventure.
Yeah, should be in a club. Yeah.
What would you be doing this time? Dancing to loud music or telling a stranger you want to dance with a stranger?
See, I like exclusive parties. Yeah. Big parties with just me and a few people. I don't like loud parties.
I know you will love Lagos Block Party, because at Lagos Block Party, there's no loud music. You just build your headphone. Yeah, you just be with your headphone.
Then how will you talk to the other people?
You be with your headphone, you dance to whatever is playing. Everyone, the same music played by the DJ is what everyone is listening to with the headphone.
Okay.
And we have a few people there hanging around. If you want to talk to somebody, you just have to pull off your headphone. And nobody will disturb anybody with loud music. That's the kind of party.
Matt.
Now pick the next number.
Okay, a number. The number that I'm going to go about. 23. Yeah.
Now you want to go bald when you're 23 years old. Crazy. What has gotten you excited these days? Now for me, lately I've not been impassive or feeling exhausted. I've had burnout like for years. Yeah. I think the burnout started 2018. Mm. And now 2022, I wasn't feeling it. But 2023, I just came back. And now a lot of things, some things really makes me happy. So now for you, number 23 is, what has gotten you excited these days?
Well, what gets me excited is seeing that people love my work.
Yeah.
Seeing that people love what I put out there.
Getting positive comments from people.
Getting positive feedback. A few negative feedbacks. Because there's nothing positive without negativity in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that thing keeps me happy. Tells me that, you're doing something. You're doing something that, it's going to attract.
A lot of people are appreciating.
Yes. Now, another thing that is keeping me happy is writing. I can't stay without writing. I'm trying to create something out of nothing. So, trying to create something out of a muse. Every artist has
a muse.
So, those are the things that keep me happy these days.
You're talking about being a writer, right? Yeah. And you take criticism. Now, nobody wants to hear that this newborn baby is ugly. Yeah. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know this, because if you want to criticize, it should be constructive. You don't just go to a criticism like, this thing you're writing is shit.
But you know the problem too is that sometimes we don't know how to create constructive criticism. Sometimes we think this person, we take the advice, but then we don't know what to do with it, and then we don't take the advice. So just like, I remember that point in time, that was last year, when I was still feeling like I was not a good writer at all.
Yeah.
And then somebody criticized my work. It was creative or constructive
criticism. Yeah.
But then at that point in time, because of my esteem issue, like having issues with my writing, I thought I will not go far in writing. Yeah. So I felt giving up at that point in time. I felt like just putting everything down. No, you can't write, Evelyn. Yeah. You are not a good writer. And somebody told you that this, your work is not coherent. So you don't have place in the writing scene. But I looked within myself and said, guy, you're good. And then I took that criticism. I made sure I put myself under work, I wanted to say put myself under the blade or beyond that knife.
Yeah.
So I put myself there, then I started working towards making myself better than the way I was.
Yeah.
So the person said, I know you're doing science fiction or fantasy, but you have to do research. Research is very important. So I took the advice. I went deeply into research, and it's paying off. Paying off very well.
Now pick the next number.
10.
Amazing. What makes you feel appreciated?
What makes me feel appreciated? God, sad question. Well, is it positive replies?
From people.
What makes me feel appreciated? Maybe, okay, now let's just now put maybe a romantic scenario.
Yeah.
What makes me feel appreciated is when the person I like.
Yeah.
Smolders me with affection.
Like, yeah.
The person likes me and tells me on a constant basis.
Jesus,
to be honest, I I lose interest very easily.
Yeah.
I lose interest in people a lot. And it's a very bad trait because one moment into you, the other moment I'm out.
Yeah.
And then maybe it can go that way for a long time. So I need to be constantly reminded of that love or affection.
Which means your partner should be the person whose love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Act of service too. A little bit of it.
Yes.
Now, pick
I don't know what act of service is.
Now, act of service is helping you do things.
Yeah, helping me. Yes.
For example,
yes,
you have a research and I'm helping you. Okay, this is
Somebody is doing that for me. Like, the person, there's this essay I'm trying to write and the person keeps reminding me, you have to write this. You have to write this every time. So, I think that is it. That's my love language. Keep reminding me, even though it's going to
make... So, ladies and gentlemen, she finally found our love language, act of service. Now let's move straight to the last number. Pick a number, 1 to 50. The last one, just pick a number.
Okay, a number. Where do I want to get married? 28.
I had 28. Tell us about a memory or secret that many do not know about.
Memory or secret that many.
Memory or a secret, but you do one memory and one secret that we don't know about.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. Put it even a tight corner, ladies and gentlemen. I love doing this.
Okay. Let me remember. I have a short-term memory. Let me try.
One memory, something that happened maybe in the past that we don't know about, and probably you remember about it, and it gives you this nostalgia, maybe sadness, or it makes you happy, any of this feeling. And one secret that, you didn't kill anybody. You did not steal anything. Memory. But just a secret, just feel like FBI should not know about, or DSS.
Okay, secret nobody should know about.
The secret we should know about, okay, but if it gets to the DSS or FBI, you're going to be in jail. Tell us.
Okay, now, I will go with the secret first.
Yeah.
What people don't know about me.
Yeah.
Is that at some point in my life, I wanted to be transsexual. I wanted to go through that process of changing my gender. That was something I was very much interested in doing.
Damn.
Yeah, I was obsessed with being a boy.
Yeah.
So maybe in the future I'm going to be answering.
But you never behaved like a tomboy before. Maybe that would have been the stats of it, being like behaving like a tomboy, wearing those coats, those male outfits.
Yeah. Well, I have an alter ego that is male, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a boy sometimes. Then at that point, I began to read books about transsexuals, and it's not that I wanted to be. Because I was reading. I had started reading, and that was the funny thing. Because I had no access to phones or books, much books. But I wanted to become a boy before I came across that book. So, that's a secret nobody really knows about. That we really? No.
Now.
Okay, now a memory.
Yeah.
What? Do I have good memories?
You should. Everyone should have good memories. I think it triggers the sense of nostalgia. Yeah. For me, I would say the memory now, the thing is, there's no nostalgia that hurts more than something you did not test or something you didn't have a test of. I think I still have this keen memory in my head that there's this memory of mine living in Lagos, living with my aunt, being a hype man, going down the street every night to be a hype man in one club that was close to us.
Yeah.
I think that's one fond memory I have. I'm going to remember it. It gives me this excitement.
Yeah. Now, one of the memories that, this fun memory was the time I used to sneak out. I was 15.
Yeah.
I used to sneak out to visit, to pass, Exol FM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exol FM was my crush.
They had amazing OAPs.
OAPs. Like, I now wanted to be there. I also submitted to them.
Application for them.
That I was just finished jammed by then. They were like, no, they are not employing people. But the secretary said she was going to give my letter to the... I'm sure she squeezed it and threw it in the waistband. So that's it. But then that's one of my fondest memories. Walking down Sylvanus Okon, trying to look into...
Listening to radio.
And then cutting flowers and dropping the flowers there in front of them because I loved Excel FM and I wanted to be there. So it was like a lover visiting... admirer visiting somebody she imagines to be a lover. And then that's the best example of unrequited love. And it was very painful.
This is leading us straight to the this or that questions. It's going to be a game of 10 questions.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to start with this. TV or radio? You're a broadcaster. You want to be a broadcaster someday. You're studying in school right now. You're going to be a broadcaster someday. And now, is it going to be a TV presenter? Are you going to be more of a TV person or a radio presenter? More of this. Which of them do you want to go with?
I'm going to be more of TV. You know? See, there's beauty in being watched and heard.
Yeah.
So, I want to be watched and heard. When... I know there's like, it's cool to be on radio. People listen to you. People don't know how you look like.
Yeah.
But I'm beautiful. I'm kind of pretty.
Ah, okay. I love this self-awareness.
So I need to be out there. I need to be on TV. You need to see me. You need to see my expression, see when I make mistakes and when I don't make mistakes, and love me even more.
Now, the thing for me is radio, right?
Radio.
I'll go with radio because I have a thing for radio. I've always had a thing for radio, right from when I was a kid.
Mm.
And now, you know, the funny part of it is you listen to OAPs, you get to love them.
Yeah.
And when you get to see them, you'll be like, who is this man in the first place? Expectations versus reality. What you added for versus what you got. Imagination won't kill you until you see him.
That is what I keep telling people. Please, please, please. People on Facebook, they are like, You write well. When they see me in real life, they're like, what? So that's it. Don't put your expectations too high. We are normal. We are like you, and that's it.
Now, the next question is movies or TV shows? A series to live along with or one and done? Like, movies is just one and done. Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, you're done with the movie. Or a series or a TV show, like House of Dragon. It's seasonal. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4. And each of them is like something minutes, 1 hour. Which of them would you go for? A movie or a TV show?
For now, I don't see much movies. But then I'll go for a series.
Yeah?
There's something with continuity. Something I really want to be on my toes. Want to expect what happens next.
Yeah.
What the other people do. Like, who dies next?
Yeah.
Who kills another person? Who... Okay, do they discover that this person is behind the crime and all that?
I
want to watch series.
Series.
Yeah.
Talking about series, I'm still expecting the season 2 of House of Dragons to drop. Mm. And they said it's dropping 2024.
Wow.
Yeah. Dropped the first season. That was 2022. And now we're about to drop the next season, 2024. Like, that's so long.
Yeah.
Now, that's it for you. Now, the third question is city or countryside? Now, city light or starry night? City or countryside?
You know what I'll choose? I'm an urban babe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose the city.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that wants to choose both because I don't know how to decide.
Yeah.
Indecision is one of my biggest flaws.
So yeah.
One of my biggest fantasies is building a house that faces the city at the maybe left or right.
Yeah.
And then facing the countryside. I want calm. And at the same time, I want noise. So I'm choosing both. But for the benefit of this stuff, the city.
City, right?
Yeah.
Now, I would go with the fourth one, which is Pepsi or Coke.
Pepsi or Coke. Pepsi!
Which test beta?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Pepsi is the best. Although, like, whiskey, there was this drunk guy, whiskey was there, and then it tested, sorry.
Wow. So you're not a big fan of whiskey?
I'm a big fan of whiskey. What are you saying?
So now, it tested, he's a brand ambassador of Pepsi. So now, there was
really?
A brand ambassador. Yeah, so now, he tested a particular Pepsi drink that had his picture on it.
Yeah.
And it tested way more better than all the ones you've tested before.
No, it did not test better.
It tested different.
Yeah, tested different. It was testing, like, Coca-Cola, and I was like, is this Coca-Cola? Like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So I love Pepsi.
Yeah.
I love Pepsi. Pepsi is the best drink to ever happen to the entire world.
Now let's go. To the next question. Now the next question is, now I will put it this way, beach or mountains?
Beach or mountain?
Yeah.
What would I choose mountain for?
You don't like heights? You have this phobia for heights?
No, I don't have phobia for heights because I prefer to use our pedestrian bridge in Unio.
Are you serious about this?
Across the road. It's roads I'm afraid of. Okay, but I'll choose beach.
Yeah?
Because this is calm. And I can be afraid of water, but I love water. So sometimes I even think I'm on water.
No, you know you baby water. You be done.
You don't rest.
You do magic. Now let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Delivery or dining? Like, this is how it works. Do you like to socialize or internalize while you eat? Do you like to just be there, maybe sitting out in Chicken Republic or at home eating your stuff and while watching TV? Which of this do you prefer?
I like both.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, right. Because I love seeing people.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose what's the other option?
You said dining. Delivery or dining?
So delivery, they bring it to your house.
Yeah.
And dining, you eat
with people.
Yeah, I love dining.
Love dining.
Especially dinner passes. I just want to cause trouble in somebody's relationship.
La la la. La. Now the next one is Facebook or Instagram. Pictures or pictures and words and politics. Because Instagram is just pictures and pictures.
Wait, because I'm broke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose Facebook. But I love Instagram. I love taking pictures. I love when people see my pretty face every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to choose Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Now the next question is hot chocolate or coffee?
Coffee. What's chocolate?
You love bitter swallows.
I love coffee, yeah, more than I love chocolate. I don't like eating chocolate cakes. Maybe it's because of the ones I've eaten. But then, yeah, I love coffee more.
Now, the next question is vacation or staycation? Do you like traveling or staying in the same place? Vacation or staycation? Do you like traveling or staying in the same place?
I love vacations. See, I want to go on different tours. I love vacations. I love traveling around. Although I don't like being travel sick.
Yeah.
I'm always bus sick or car sick and I don't like it. But then I love traveling a lot.
So now the next question is hookups or long-term relationship? Do you want a one-night stand or just lust or love? Which of this? Do you love long-term or short? Just a hookup kind of, just meet a person, then a one-night stand happens, then you're done, or a long-term relationship.
The normal me would say, I want neither of them. I don't want to hook up or be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I love long-term relationships, even though I don't like being with somebody. Like, I would want a long-term relationship, not a hookup.
Extrovert. The last question is extrovert or introvert?
I'm in the middle.
Are you open or closed?
I'm in the middle.
At first?
I'm in the middle.
In the middle, just in between it.
Ambivert. Yes.
Amazing. Good to know. Now we're done with the this or that question. Let's hop straight to the pop culture question.
Pop culture question.
Now I want to know your top 5 albums of all times.
Wow. I don't even know up to five albums in this life.
So you don't listen to music?
I listen to music, but I listen to them individually.
Yeah.
And, okay. I listen to music individually,
yeah?
So I don't know. Okay, well,
you have a top 5.
One, Waves and Roses.
By Rema.
Yeah. 2, there's this year's album. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know what the title is.
When did she drop it?
Like 2012 or so.
That's an old album. We'll have to go check it out then.
Yeah. That song had a...
The album had a song that you loved.
Yeah. Like, is it 2012? I don't know. But had songs like... I'm unstoppable with no breaks. I'm unshakable. So I downloaded I'm going to remember it later. Which other album?
Third album.
There's Black Panther
album.
Yeah, I love Black
Panther. They had a song, particular song you loved. Which was the song? What's the name of the song?
921. 9621.
By
I have to move on.
Bloody Civilian.
Yeah, by Bloody Civilian and Rema.
Yeah.
Imagine
having two of your faves in a song.
On a song, man. That is great. Like, I love that song. And then she went like, tell mommy now that when I get back, I go to South Africa. God, oh, jeez. I feel like screaming. Now, another song, another album. How many have I mentioned?
You mentioned 3.
Now, Fireboys. Debut album.
Laugh at Tears and Goosebumps.
Yeah.
I think you're the second person mentioning this. MJ had the same pick.
God, that album.
Had a lot
fire.
Of amazing albums.
That
hits
album
upon
was
hits.
Fire.
I think it's rare to find. They don't do that like that these days.
Yeah.
Now, you just got signed to a record label, YBNL. Mm-hmm. And now you're dropping a debut album and it has a lot of amazing hits.
It's my favorite in that particular album was, is it Airplane Mode?
Airplane Mode, yes.
Yeah.
I just wanna be alone. I don't wanna send a message on my phone. Nothing that you need, you should know. I just feel like I should do this on my own. I just wanna be alone.
I still have it in me.
Who sings better? Who sings better, me or you?
Me.
The listeners were right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to make your pick.
It's how to rate this.
Now, for the last album, who are you going?
For the last album, Burna Boy.
Which of them? African Giants, Twice the Store, Love That Meaning, which of them?
Which one had a Sunday or When Do You?
My baby, 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 you.
Oh, is that one a single?
It was Onyeka from Twice the Store.
Yeah, Twice the Store is my favorite.
For the fact that he was shouting out to my lady Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, this is beautiful. I love the song. Like produced by one of these people. I feel like is so underrated.
Yeah, one of
the producer. I feel like is so underrated.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't
rate the
Punk Killer.
Punk Killer is really good. Like Punk Killer. Did you hear the sound? If I was to go into music, yeah, I am going to patronize that guy because it sound. Yeah,
that particular tab, Burna Boy recorded it for him. Burna Boy brought him to the limelight with that particular song, Onyeka. Yes, that was
really?
That was one of the hit songs he did.
Wow.
For a big elite artist, and had to be Onyeka from Twice the Soul album.
That was, and he
got a Grammy certificate because of that particular song. You know, if you, this is how the Grammy works.
Nah.
If I'm a producer on your album,
Goosebumps.
If you're a producer on your album, whatever happens, if that album gets nominated, you get a certificate. And if it wins, either way, you still get a certificate. And that album, Twice the Soul, won a Grammy.
Yeah. So he
for best global album became Grammy certified producer. Same thing with Rexy, because Rexy produced Killing Them.
Killing Them, sure.
That was an African Giant, and also she produced a song Bebo for Burna Boy in Twice the Soul, and he got a Grammy certificate.
Wow, that
was amazing.
Really beautiful.
So now you've mentioned. Are you an outsider? Do you love Burna? Are you a big fan of Burna's music?
I love Burna. There was a point where I did not like him because he was singing with this girl.
Everybody never liked Burna. Yeah. Some people never liked Burna Boy.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say everybody. Some people never liked Burna. I wasn't a fan of Burna Boy until 2019.
2018. It's 2018.
2019. I became a fan of Burna Boy 2019. When he dropped On the Low. Oh.
That's Anjali. Okay, yeah, that's
On the Low.
Now let's try to sing it now.
Jelly Angelina, you the cool in my temperature. If you call, I'll come deliver. I no go call you and never. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
And it was a good rate.
That song was written. Speculations had it that Peruzzi wrote that song. Yes. Speculations had it that Peruzzi wrote that particular song.
But Burna Boy says nobody writes.
It's a lie. People write for him.
Okay.
Now, let's move over to series and movies. Your top 5 movies and series of all time.
Please don't ask me that. I don't follow movies. You know me now.
Uh-huh. You don't watch movies. But at least you've seen something and you liked it. Let's just say you saw a movie and you liked
Maybe
it.
Maybe I saw the movie, but I don't remember the name. I'm fond of... Okay, the only things I can remember are stories. Like novels.
Yeah.
But when I see a movie, when I watch a movie, I don't remember the names.
Yeah.
But then, at some point, I was... seen the movie Euphoria,
yeah.
I liked it, so maybe that counts as number one, but not in the entire series.
Yeah.
And then Legend of the Seeker.
Second.
Legend of the Seeker was my one of my favorites.
I have a thing for millennial dramas.
Melodramas?
Millennial dramas.
Millennial, yeah.
And had to be Legend of the Seeker, but I always choose Melin over it, over every time.
Why did I not mention Lord of the Rings first? Lord of the Rings is my first series.
Euphoria comes in second.
No, Legend of Seeker comes
second,
in second.
Then Euphoria third.
Something can come before Euphoria. Orphan Black. This story was a science fiction about clones.
Yeah.
That was when my love for
science fiction started.
No, yeah, maybe. Yeah, because I was amazed at the possibility of cloning humans.
Yeah.
Really, you cloning humans, the thing was so mad.
Is it really possible to do that?
It's possible, it's no science.
Use chips in people's brain, clone
them. Science, everything is possible.
No, that's what Elon Musk is doing.
Yeah.
Telling us that there were signs.
Yeah,
I can turn Twitter to a place that nobody nobody would really imagine.
Oh god.
Either way.
That guy. So now there's Orphan Black. There's okay. Now I've mentioned 4.
Yeah.
And now the 5th one is
Euphoria. Now.
Well, I put Merlin.
You didn't watch Merlin, or you?
I watched Merlin.
From 1 to 5.
I watched Merlin. But there's the story that comes before it.
Now, Merlin had a lot of amazing conversations. I have dialogues in movies.
I know, I have. Top-notch. But I was very little when I watched it, so...
I think I'm
going to see the movie...
Again.
...one more time.
You would enjoy authors and Merlin's conversation. It was top-notch.
So, I just have four series that I followed in my life, and... that I loved.
Yeah.
And Married Again.
Married Again.
My parents loved it. So that was the first movie that my daddy brought back home from Jos. Yeah. And then he enjoyed
every bit of it.
So every one of us had to watch it. And for me, I was writing my junior work at that point in time. So I did not see it to the end. Yeah. That is it with me. I don't see movies to the end. Yeah.
Now, let's move straight to trends.
Trend.
Now we have Idano. Like, this has proven to us that Yoruba is a very complete language.
But people don't like that Idan trend. Do you know?
I love it.
I love it too, but people...
Man, I'm trying to relate where it started from. It started from our incoming president. About President Bola.
He's now savior of Nigeria.
He said he congratulated Victor Osimhen. He plays for Napoli, Italy. So he's trying to congratulate him because his team actually won the Serie A title.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually used that word, Udan. A lot of people are like, what is Udan? So it means magic.
And then people started using Idan. Idan does not go to school. Wish I did not have to go to school. I wish I did not have to go to uni because... I want to be Idan.
Yeah.
I want to be Idan. They will say, Idan, enter school. Lecturer could not punish Idan.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is it.
Yeah.
We can actually say that Hilda Bassey
is an Idan.
Is an Idan because she did 100 hours of a cooker turn.
Hilda.
You can add it. Anyway, get how you want to put it.
Hilda Bassey.
You just discovered something. New discovery.
Hilda Bassey. Don't.
And she's from Akwa Ibom State.
Yeah.
For the sweetest part of it, she's from Akwa Ibom State.
Yeah,
and she just broke a record, and she's in a Guinness World Record, like 100 hours. I think one day she'll do a reader turn.
Me, yeah. I'm going to do either a radio turn or a writing turn where I write for 100 hours and I talk on radio for...
You want to talk on radio for hours? Somebody already did that. I would say now, the Guinness World Record for the longest radio show was set by Stefano Veneri of Italy. He hosted a radio show called Radio Contact Marathon for a duration of 367 hours and 30 minutes from December 19, 2007 to January 1, 2008. That was the longest radio show ever, 367 hours.
Now I'm out of here. I feel like I don't stand a chance against this man. Which year?
Started from 2007, December 19, 2007 to January 1st. 2008.
Jesus Christ. Goosebumps. Oh, Jesus
Christ. I think I'll try to break that someday.
Wow.
I'll try my best to break that. But first of all, it boils down to the endorsement deals and people that want to support the quest. Because petrol, you're buying fuel for the generator because never mind likely take light if it's in Nigeria.
That is why he did not do it in Nigeria. Because
Hilda has in Lagos.
Yeah.
And she didn't off her gas for like 4 days straight up. You know what that means? For 100 hours, you have not off your gas. 4 days straight. And now the power supply, everything she used there, she was supported by, like, people really make sure that they support the quest.
Yeah.
And you got to know that the only thing that divides Nigerians, the truth is politics.
Yeah.
Because do you know what it means to have the support of Nigerians? Do you know what it means to have the heart of Nigerians? Tiwa Savage went to see her. Samuolo, the governor of Lagos, said went to see her.
And our lip gloss master, Eniola, went to see her.
Eniola was like a support system. I feel everybody should have a friend like Eniola.
See,
Eniola
Lua. I really wish... No. See, I'm not saying this thing. See, I really wish I was Eniola at that point because I wanted to...
Eniola is a foodie.
He's a foodie. Me too, I'm a foodie. I just became a foodie.
He says something that every food that is coming out of that kitchen, he's going to taste every bit of it.
Sure.
Like, this guy is a foodie. And he just proved it. But he was a support system. The way he was cheering her up.
Guys.
Like,
I really need a friend like Eniola. Eniola, anywhere you are, please listen to me. I love you so much. I want you to be my friend.
The next thing that happened is when Hilda Bassey turned and thought he was savage.
Did she pause?
She would have cooked. It just energized her. Like, it just became you just imagine seeing a celebrity that you didn't expect.
Oh, a celebrity you love.
You love. And I feel that gave her that energized her more. And also, Charles Okocha, Igwe Tupac was there.
So imagine me seeing Rema when I'm doing my own writing turn.
Read a turn or write a turn.
I am going to write. All of you will be impressed.
So, ladies and gentlemen, with this, we've come to the end of this particular vibe view.
Okay.
And it was good to have a lady in the studio. And this particular episode is called "A Valerie Larson Does Word Kills
the Show."
Brackets.
I manifest living in the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was all on the vibe view, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Jindy, the vibe god, hanging out with
Evalini Larson.
Now, the next episode of this particular show, particular series, would be with a lawyer, Esquire, with a wire. Either way. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to reveal the guest until when it's signed and stamped. So, now we had fun. I'm happy you came around.
I'm super happy I came here after running away for a long time.
Lego Stories starts immediately after the series.
Wow, okay.
So it's going to be season 2. First, season 1 was amazing. We had amazing time on that series. I remember when you did Don't Dress Like Lil Doctor Oshodi. It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. And also, I want you to root out for me. I want to work with BBC. And this is me coming out clean, telling them.
When you tell the universe makes sure it works for you.
Yeah. Talking to the universe right now. I know I sound American.
Yeah. You're mixing both. I have a new accent. I'm a Brinic. A mixture of American, British, and the Nigerian accent.
Wow.
Because, if you're Nigerian learning the British accent, at some point...
Yeah, learning the British and American accent, at some point, you mix
both.
Everything together.
Everything. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, with this, we've come to the end. And I'm going to play a song you pick.
Yeah.
Pick a song I'm going to play at the end of the show. Pick a song.
Okay, now this is me advising you. If you want to talk to anybody, please talk to them. If you want to love anybody, please love them. I know they fall in love.
There's something you want to do.
Yeah, I got it.
Let your heart stop your head from beating.
There's someone you want to talk to them. Because who knows who we'd be if we just
live more and love more.
We only need to live more and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be "Leave More Love More" by Cat Bone playing right here on the Happy Broadcast Show. It was fun to do this with Evalini. So join us next time on the Vibeful series and the Happy Broadcast Show. The Never Get Bored podcast. Don't go anywhere.
Since I've gotten older, I've realized we all care about things that don't really matter. We're just told it does, and now we're all trying to keep our heads above the water. But what if we don't wanna? If there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more. We all just need to live more and love more. When we're not here anymore, it all comes down to who we were and what we stood for, not what we had and not where we lived. So when we're told it does, maybe then we'll see. We don't just have to keep our heads above the water, not if we don't wanna. Stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more. We all just need to live more and love more. So hug your kids, tell them you love them, have some heart, but make sure it's open. Take that risk, cause time gets stolen. Maybe speak less and listen. You only have one. It might sound cliche, but your life can start when you choose it to. When you choose it to. Cause if there's something you wanna do, just do it. Don't let your head stop your heart from moving. If there's someone you wanna talk to, who knows who we'd be if we just live more and love more. Who knows who we'd be if we just live more and and love more.
The Gen Z woman is an important part of the society. It's high time she realized it. So many times, she's overlooked and barely understood, and her mental health suffers the brunt. Join me in crushing the stereotype. Together, through stories of phenomenal women who have changed the norm, we will create a network of powerful Gen Z women.
Subscribe to my Mako profile to get exclusive access to my content.